Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. It's a friend from the Elliott area, Jack Baird, who has all those lights on his farm there near Elliott. And we're going to talk a little bit about the display. Jack, good morning.
It'll be turned on this Saturday night, December the 10th, at dark. Shuts off at 10:30, and it'll run through January 1st, 17th.
And the 10:30, that's firm, right?
That's firm, yeah.
Okay, very good. Now, you've had a collection box out there in the past. Is that going to be out again?
Oh, yeah, it'll be out there. No requirements or nothing like that. If they want to donate, fine. If they don't, that's fine, too. It's here. I do it because it's my hobby, and we enjoy doing it. And we have a lot of fun most of the time. Once in a while, we have a few problems, such as, you know, somebody falls or something, and that is too funny. But we enjoy doing it, or we wouldn't do it.
Well, I know a lot of folks enjoy seeing it, that's for sure, and would be disappointed if something happened and you couldn't do it. You've been working on this for quite some time, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. This has been going since, well, I've been doing this over 40 years now, and it just gets a little bigger instead of getting smaller. We're kind of hoping to slow it down a little, but we keep coming up with new ideas, so it gets a little bigger. And if we didn't have family help, it wouldn't get done, that's for sure. My one son, Chris, helps all the time that he can. I got a son-in-law, Scott, that helps, and I got another son, Kirk, that helps. And Sandy helps me all the time. She's, I guess, does more of it than anybody anymore. And she started on about October 1st, putting them up, and still doing it today. Ain't much fun today, though. But we just enjoy visiting with people, and we hope they enjoy it, and that's why we do it, so yeah. Somebody can enjoy it.
Have you gotten most of this year's display up while the weather was decent this fall?
Oh, the weather was pretty good earlier, and you get printer everything up. We just got to, if you could imagine the thousands of feet of cords and wiring and stuff that it takes to operate it, that takes us longer sometimes to hook it up and get it running than anything.
Oh, and if it's anything like anybody else's Christmas lights, when you have a problem in one place, it seems to affect a lot of others, and that gets frustrating.
Oh, it can get frustrating, yeah. It's just like anybody else. We have good things work good some days, and some things nothing works. So we have some things that we wanted to display that I don't know who drew up the blueprints for the thing, but they must have been not thinking good, I don't believe, because the instructions, I don't know. Well, of course, everything, you know, you get just made in some foreign country, and I don't speak their language, so I have trouble. Yeah. But anyway, I hope to have several new things out there, but whether they get out there the first day or two, I don't know, but some of them are rather frustrating, as you said.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to ask you, too, what's the oldest piece that you have? Do you know?
Well, we've added several things this year. We've added putting up a special flagpole tower lighting system that is on the flagpole, and it has a lot of different motions. It's just constantly in motion, and it's really neat. I've seen them work, and they're a real attractive thing, but it's a nightmare to get it working. But I will get it out there one way or the other.
Yeah.
Well, and we've added a lot of smaller items, animated trees and things that we're, we try to replace something, so if we take something out of it, we put something back in that place, you know. I don't know, we've added quite a few different smaller items that people probably won't even notice, but we notice them, so I think people enjoy it if they see it.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of different types of things, from cutouts and different types of objects to all the newfangled stuff.
Everything from a combine on down, you want to name it, grain bins, whatever you want to name.
Yeah.
We just cover some of our, and some years we don't do some because we think maybe people get tired and they want to know, where was that at? We didn't get to see it. So we're going to try to get something put back there next year, but we'll try to have enough that they'll be fairly well entertained, I think.
You bet. Jack, do you and your family make some of these things from scratch, or are these largely things
some
that you found?
Yeah, some of the things we've made basically from scratch. A few things we take, and some of the animated things that we have, of course, bought, and Some of them we have to modify because they didn't work quite like they're supposed to. But we do make some of the stuff, and I think we're going to start making more because we can make it and have it stronger. And some of this stuff's pretty flimsy when you get putting it out where it's hit by 30-mile-an-hour winds like we had the other night, which blew a few things down. We just pick them back up and get them back up there again.
You know, I don't think people probably realize that, but when you do something like this, anytime there's any kind of like a heavy snow or harsh winds, like you say, do you have to go out and inspect things to make sure it's all still there and working?
Yeah, last year we shut down everything one night because there was that like 4 inches of rain we had. If you remember, I think it was 4 inches. And electrical cords and animated characters don't work well in that condition. I think a few people were aggravated that we didn't have them on, but sometimes you just can't do it.
Well, and that road can be a kind of a sloppy mess, too, for folks.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they got them pretty good shape. In fact, they put a lot of new rock on in the last few days, so I think it'll be in pretty good shape this year.
Yeah. Wait, what's your favorite?
I hope it is.
What's your favorite piece that you have out there?
Oh, I enjoy those little houses that's got all the animated characters in them. I think that's what some of those are getting so old that I don't know how many more years they're going to operate. It's kind of like me. I think they're getting kind of wore out. But I don't know if I got any specifics. I just enjoy looking at the colors. When you go over and sit on one of the hills around here and look back at it, it's quite an unusual sight to see all them colors and lights. And I guess the whole thing is kind of my favorite.
What do you hear from other people that they like the best?
Oh, they like them all. About once a year we have to have a grouch come along. I think a Scrooge or somebody. And we already had one this year. But anyway, I think most people just are overwhelmed by how much stuff is out there. I don't know if the people have any particular choice. I know some of them like the combine and some of them like something else, and some of them, people who have their kids with them, they'll have a van or something with the windows open, and you can hear the little kids just squeal when they see some of the characters and the different things that's there. And we are going to put out one thing that I don't know whether it's going to stand up very long, but it's cute. It's a beautiful little item, but it's a horseless carriage with a Cinderella carriage, and it's not really what you call weather resistant, but I guess it'll make it for a season or two. But I think some of those kind of things are neat, but they're not very well made.
That is true. How many suggestions do you get from other people in the off season about some ideas that you should go after?
Oh yeah, if we see a sale coming up with a lot of items on, we go there. This year I haven't had much occasion to see anything like that. We probably have our own warehouse of backup lights and stuff. I can assure you that.
Yeah, storage is always an issue.
Yeah, it's storage. We added a shed last year. It was supposed to be for garden use, and guess what? It was totally filled with Christmas items. Couldn't even get the tiller in it. So we just keep adding too much, I guess.
Not a surprise at all. Well, you know, it's funny, and that's what you've kind of become now. The Jack Baird Farm is more of the Christmas light place.
Yeah, that's right. You're right on that. I called a guy to do some business with him the other day, and he couldn't figure out where to come. And I told him, "Have you ever heard of the Christmas light farm?" "Oh yeah," he said. "I brought my little kids out there years ago, and now I'm bringing my grandchildren out." So, you know, I guess they must keep it in their mind.
Well, that's not a bad way to be known, is it?
Well, it's better than some other ways I could think of. At least I'm trying to do something to make people happy. That's my main interest. I think my favorite thing was one older lady couldn't get out of the car, so her family come up to the house and asked me if I'd come down and talk to her. I went down and visited with her. She was several years back, and she said she was, I believe, close to 90. And I thought, you know, I told her, I said, "I do this mainly for kids." She said, "Well, those old grandmas really enjoy it, so keep it up, whatever you're doing." So, you know, it makes a person feel better when people enjoy it. But, you know, we've had a lot of people stop by that you know, some pretty famous people that stop by. And we always try to visit with anybody that wants to talk.
You bet. Well, I'm sure a lot of people go by there during the course of the season. It's always Christmas at the Jack Baird Farm. You're either working on it or thinking about it.
Well, am I thinking about it?
Always, huh?
Yeah, it'll be all turned on here.
All right.
So
very...
hope it all works. I wouldn't get the first few nights. I wouldn't bet too much on everything working. But
you bet.
It better work to some degree or I'll be in trouble.
A lot of expectations there. Jack,
yeah.
Give them quick directions to get to your place.
Okay, well, if you're coming up from Red Oak, say, you just come up Highway 48 to H-20 and 3.5 miles north, or 3.5 miles west on H-20 and 2.5 north on Avenue E, just plain Avenue E. Or if you're coming from like Atlantic or somewhere off another direction, you can come down 48 to what we call Ebert's Corner, West Elliott, and you take that highway, the county highway, which is Brothers Avenue, or H-12, whichever you want to call it, and come 3 miles west, and I believe if you look south, you'll see them. And for the one tower we put up is 65 foot up to the top of it, so you're going to see it for a ways. And if you're coming from the west, you can come over to Henderson Corner and come 6 miles east, a mile and a half, quarter south, and you'll be there. And I think if you get lost, you ask somebody, they can pretty well tell you it's around where it's at.
Yeah, and as we get closer to Christmas, just follow the cars.
Yeah, you do that, too.
You betcha.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Everybody wants to know when we're going to get them on, but sometimes you don't get many cars, then all of a sudden they get all road covered. So That's part of it, I guess.
You bet. Well, very good. Well, Jack, we're glad you're still working on this, and we're glad your family takes an interest in making other folks happy during the holiday season. Thank you so much for what you do.
Yep. Thank you very much. Take care of yourself.